HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Immunity to SARS-CoV-2 may be long-lasting, a study has said. Antibodies and immune memory among people who contract COVID-19 remain stable up from 6 months to a year. They get even better protection when vaccinated, the study said. It also found the body's defenses to have evolved over time to offer protection from mutations. The findings were from researchers led by a team from Rockefeller University and Weill Cornell Medicine in New York. India has informed a Dominican court Mehul Choksi was told in March 2019 that his renunciation of Indian citizenship was rejected. India said he did not challenge this refusal. India's affidavit has cited various legal deficiencies in Choksi's declaration renouncing his citizenship. It has said the fact that Choksi never made this request in person and sent it to the Indian High Commission in Georgetown, Guyana. It is in contradiction with the rules under the Citizenship Act, 1955. Nor did Choksi present his request in the prescribed format, it added. NATO leaders have targeted China in a strongly worded warning. They have declared the nation poses a constant security challenge. It is trying to undermine world order and working on nuclear missile development at a worrisome pace. The warning to China comes as US President Joe Biden has stepped up his effort to rally allies to speak in a more unified voice. The 30 heads of state and government avoided calling China a rival. But they expressed concern about what they said were its coercive policies. Retail inflation rose to 6.3% in May from 4.23% in April. It was propelled by an increase in both food and core inflation. It went beyond the Reserve Bank of India's upper comfort level of 6% for the first time since November. It suggests the incipient recovery in the economy may run into some headwinds. Experts say that inflation could continue to remain a challenge through the rest of the year. Wholesale inflation rose to 12.94%, the highest in at least 9 years. Spain had to settle for a 0-0 draw against Sweden in their Euro 2020 opener. They were let down by poor finishing. They might have even lost had it not been for a glaring miss by opposing striker Marcus Berg. Spain dominated possession and stayed close to the Swedish net for most of the match. They couldn't capitalize on its many scoring opportunities at La Cartuja Stadium. Slovakia are the unlikely leaders of Group E after beating Poland 2-1 earlier. They face Sweden next on Friday, while Spain meet Poland.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.